All right, 7:40 on this Monday morning. Mondays at this time, we like to focus in on things that are made in Michigan. And so when I saw that that was the theme for the Port Huron Schubert Male Chorus Spring Concert, I thought, well, this is great. We got to definitely talk about this because there is such a great tradition in Michigan of choral groups like the Schubert Male Chorus. Joining us right now, the director of the Port Huron Schubert Male Chorus, Terry Beasley. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
It really is a great tradition, not just here in Port Huron, but all across the state and the region, isn't there, of these choral groups?
There really is. It's kind of fun because you can choose to be in several groups. It's not like a desert where you can't find an outlet for your creative talents. And especially here in Port Huron area, you're seeing it with the theater community and the choral community. And we took a hit with the COVID, but things have definitely come back. Maybe yeah. Stronger than before in some cases.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, because for months, really a couple of years, there wasn't anything that you were able to do. And then I think it was last year, kind of slowly, you began to do some appearances.
Yeah, for a while, you know, it was like everybody says, it was unprecedented. Do we sing with masks? Do we Zoom in and all sing at our living rooms? Do we sit 10 feet apart? And, you know, the very definition of a choir is a group of people singing together. Yeah. And it's really the best thing for people to be around one another and share this thing called music.
And that's exactly what the Port Huron Schubert Male Chorus has been doing for many, many years here in this community, hasn't it?
Since 1907, they were founded under a different name, which escapes me now, but one of the auto companies sponsored them. But anyway, the Schubert Male Chorus, yes, they've existed since 1907. I'm actually only the sixth director in all that time, so people tend to hang around and make a go of it. But tradition of doing lots of things in the community, not just doing concerts, but going to homes where people don't often get visitors or get exposed to the arts. And it really is a community service that we enjoy doing.
And it's a community that really reaches beyond Port Huron, because you get to know other choral groups in other neighboring communities, don't you?
We do, and it's funny how often these collaborations come up, and that's probably the natural progression of what we were just talking about. Maybe it's okay to be around other people and do these things together. And we've done things with the St. Clair Singers. We've done things with the schools in the area. And we're excited to do those things in the future as well.
Definitely want to talk about your concert, which is coming up this Sunday at St. Paul Lutheran Church. We'll give everybody all the details in a moment. Tell us, Terry, how somebody comes to join the Port Huron Schubert Male Chorus. Where do you find all these gentlemen that sing?
You know, I wish there was one route. There's not, but I guess the most basic way would be to find a member, and we're out there. John Lusk, our president, has been very active in getting people to come on board. We have a lot of prominent members. I'm not going to throw a name out just in case they don't feel like having their name on the radio. But if you know a member, or, hey, call St. Paul Lutheran Church. They'll get a hold of us. That's where we rehearse. They've been very supportive of us, and that happens to be the site of the concert this year. It's been a lot of fun. We got away for a couple of years from rehearsing there, but it kind of feels like we're home again. So, okay, so I just figured out the answer. So call St. Paul Lutheran Church on West Water Street. It's 3790 West Water. Thanks for working that through with me, Paul.
Well, sure. That's what live radio is all about, especially on Mondays. We're talking with Terry Beasley. He's the director of the Port Huron Schubert Male Chorus. Their Made in Michigan Spring Concert is coming up this Sunday at St. Paul Lutheran Church. Tell us a little bit more about this concert and the theme Made in Michigan.
You know, it's something I've wanted to do for a couple of years, and we haven't really had the chance to do a full spring concert for a while. And, you know, the concert could have been 8 hours long if only we had the rehearsal time. There's so much great music. I mean, all you got to do is think Motown, and, you know, there's an entire program there. But we're branching out, and one of the fun ones we're doing, it's this really neat arrangement of The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. That's a good one. There's an old Michigan opera, and the signature song from it is Michigan Morn. We're even going to throw in a couple fight songs from a couple certain universities. And I know I went to Western for my undergrad and Central for my grad, but people tend to align with those two camps. And maybe we'll give some incentive. We're going to sing some nice men's renditions of those two fight songs, MSU and U of M. And there might be some incentive to come and cheer on your university of choice.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like a fun show. It is, as we said, this Sunday, 3 o'clock at St. Paul Lutheran Church. And do you sell tickets for this or charge at the door? Tell us a little bit more about that.
We want you there. And there have been times where we've done tickets. But, again, the natural progression of rebuilding. Come on out. Come enjoy us and support us and clap your hands, maybe smile. And if you see fit to make a donation, it can be as little or as big as you want. We are a nonprofit organization, and you can tax deduct those donations. But the really, truly, the first thing we want to see is smiling faces watching as we do our thing.
Well, and you do it well, and it's great to have the Port Huron Schubert Male Chorus back with a spring concert for the first time in a while, the Made in Michigan spring concert this Sunday, 3 o'clock at St. Paul Lutheran Church on Westwater in Port Huron. Terry, thanks so much for telling us about it.
You're most welcome. Thanks for having me on.
All right, you bet. Take care. Bye-bye.